Hi, my name is Annie Schneider, and I live at 259 Old Hebron Road in Plymouth, New Hampshire, 03264. Generally, I like to kind of go off the cuff and just give my big fat opinion. So this is going to be a little blend of the two, because I try to be organized. It's not working for me. I'm going to call on the Department of Energy during this environmental study to provide us with an environment of truth, justice, openness, transparency, and logic. We have been thrown into a logic-free zone. I would really like to second the amendment, but I know I'm off on protocol, of Dave Dobbin's suggestion that we end this here and now for many reasons. The specific reason I'm suggesting honesty and openness and truth and logic is because to this point, the people in New Hampshire have been dismissed and treated with arrogant disregard by the very nature of this project and by those who have been proposing it. It's been covert, there's been lack of truth, omission of facts, omission of locations, negative impacts and motives. We've incited studies that are inapplicable, the misrepresentation of this product as green, the lobbying of our present legislators to introduce and pass legislation that will aid them in having access to eminent domain. To the Department of Energy, I'd like you to please, I request you study the initiation of this project, whether the project is in fact needed. People have spoken to that already tonight. If you were to listen to a representative of PSNH, we've brought this on because all they're doing is giving us what we've asked for. And apparently we've asked for them to look ahead and watch out for our future and make sure the power is there. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know that if I'm looking to lose a couple pounds, I'm not looking to get cancer. So please don't read into what we're asking for. To the Department of Energy, I would like you to address the product itself as to truth in marketing. I am calling for clear and extensive transparent study to show the impact on the environment that the development of Hydro-Québec has caused. How would current rules and standards apply to a like project if proposed in the United States? I know that Hydro-Québec would be both illegal and criminal, and on they go. 7 million acres were forever impacted. Now they'd like to impact more down here. Please do not wrap it in cellophane and call it green. How does this satisfy the criteria in the United States for green and renewable energy? I request to the Department of Energy a comprehensive study including current and long-range projections on the possible impacts to our local, independent, diverse, green, renewable power sources and all the related businesses. And Michael O'Leary spoke to that. By the way, Bridgewater Power Plant employs 19 people. 18 of them own homes in this area, and they are seriously threatened by this. Not just them, but the power plant itself. When those are no longer being used, they will go off the tax rolls for towns across New Hampshire. Now that I brought up tax rolls, I do
have to remind you that you got the wrap-up sign.
Oh, okay, then I'm going to wrap up, okay? Beauty, a 10-year-old would never sign up for such a deal. Leave it to adults to spend millions of dollars that we don't have to say no to something that we don't want, don't need, and will actually ruin our precious commodity. Hold on to that which is good.